Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and greetings. Welcome into this place. That's what we should be saying unto the Lord thy God and these vessels that he has created and want to be in a place where he continuously abides. We praise God for those that, glory to God, have come on to. We welcome you to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection, divinely connected to the Lord, and he has put a divine connection with us in the body of Christ. For those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say as we continuously intercede, glory to God, and intervene, glory to God, on the behalf of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the body of Christ and for those that are in a position of not knowing him in the pardon of their sins and those that may be ill and those that need forgiveness, those that are going through and seeking God's direction and those that are prison bound spiritually, naturally, and physically. That is our mission, glory to God, and so much more, interceding in faith and for our country and for our leaders of the gospel as well every Monday night at 7. But on the second and fourth Sunday, we have our regular service for ministering the word of God with the speakers of the Lord that has placed in our path besides our faithful prayer warriors. Bless the Lord. And on fifth Sunday, we have a special day that's been set aside this fifth Sunday for to hear a word from the Lord from our dear evangelist Tara Parker Daniels. And we also will be hearing from none other than evangelist minister Carmelita Hubbard Ely. Praise God, a vessel that God has anointed for such a time as this as well. Praise the Lord. We just want you to be able to open your hearts and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church this night. We're looking forward to a move of God. We know the word is already anointed. We're just asking him to anoint his vessels that they may yield glory to God, what God has given to us as the Lord has blessed. We have heard so much powerful word and anointed, and we always say we don't allow no flesh to be on parade, just the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign. So we know, glory to God, and we're looking for God to have his way in our midst as well. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. We have going to give a little bit of time for a few more people to come on because we want them to hear what the word has to say. We don't prolong service, but we will have our scripture reading and also prayer. So at this time, we just want to, glory to God, sing a make some joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults, and he saw my need. He looked beyond every one of my faults, and he saw my need. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. Praise God. We glorify the Lord because he is worthy of the praise. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to praise the Lord. Ask none other than my sister, Minister McCormick, praise the Lord, to read our scripture reading while she's, after I give it to him, while she's looking for it. Then I will just go and open up in prayer, and then we're going to prepare ourselves shortly. After the prayer, if our speaker, first speaker is on, then we'll have her, praise the Lord, to share what the Lord has placed in her spirit. Praise the Lord. Evangelist McCormick, if you would look up Philippians, the second chapter, and starting at the third verse to the fifth verse. Are you there?
Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. Let me find it, okay?
Yeah, I'm saying while I'm getting ready to say the prayer, look up Philippians, the second chapter, third through the fifth verse.
All right.
All righty then. Praise God. Father, as we come in your presence this day, we glorify and magnify your name because you are worthy of the praise. There is none like you. We thank you, glory to God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Thy name shall be praised. What an awesome, phenomenal, marvelous, wonderful God you are. Ah, God, we thank you, Lord God, for all your great and mighty acts. We thank you for the renewed mercies every morning, for grace. We thank you for the anointing, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for touching our bodies that grow with it. God, we're seeing a new day. That the finger touch of love, your finger of love touched us and caused us, glory to God, to arise. And thank you for life, God. We thank you for breathing. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing to have activity of our limbs. We maybe have the challenges in our bodies, but Lord, you said by your stripes we will heal. Healing is in your wings. You sent your word to heal. God, we thank you for forgiving us for all our iniquities. God, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, glory, out at a time like this in the midst of all the turmoil and everything that's going on. I thank you that you said you never leave us nor forsake us. God, as we look to the hills that come to our help, we realize that it comes from you. We pledge our allegiance to you, God. We adore you. We magnify you. How excellent is thy name. There is none like you, and there never will be. God, we thank you for the creator. Hallelujah. Glory to God for creating us, glory to God, to be able to pledge ourselves to you, glory to God, that we may be a vessel, glory to God, that you may use in these last days. And God, thank you, Lord God, and as we set ourselves in a position to let you have your way in us, God, help us to open our ears that we may hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Open our eyes that we may see. Help us, glory to God, that we will speak the articles of God and walk circumspectly to your word, that we will study and rightly divide your word of truth. God, we bless you, glory to God, for being our healer and our deliverer. You are very present help in the time of trouble. You are refuge. Oh, God, I bless you, glory to God, for being a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. God, help us to realize that we need you like never before as we deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow you. Help us to know that we can't be a part-time lover of you. We cannot serve you and the world or mammon. Glory to God. You said we're going to hate one and love the other. We cannot serve two masters. God, we're asking you, Lord God, to help those, glory to God, that have fallen short and begin to compromise and, glory to God, for getting their place and lost their place in you. God, I'm praying that they'll find themselves crying out to you, Lord, what must I do, glory to God, not only to be saved, but to return back. You said you are married to the backslider. God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to bless us. Glory to God, with a desire to fulfill your will, a desire to serve you. Oh, glory to God, not grudgingly, but glory to God, with the love that you showed back to us. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, what a mighty God we serve. You've done so many great and mighty things. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? God, we ask you, Lou, to help us so that we can be planted in you, in your word, and be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. God, I love you. I appreciate you and I adore you. I pray, glory to God, that we continue to walk in forgiveness. God, how in the world can we walk in love and not walk in forgiveness? Because that's when you came, when you sent your son, you sacrificed him and he sacrificed his life. Now we're in a place, glory to God, that we need to sacrifice and crucify our flesh that we may live for you and you be glorified in it. So, Lord, we thank you tonight, God, for these prayer warriors that come on so faithfully every week. Glory to God, we pray and thank you for the listeners. We pray and thank you for the vessels that will deliver your word tonight. Glory to God, bread of heaven feed us till we want no more. You said man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And help us, glory to God, to recognize that you said we are not to add all glory to God, take away from anything of your word. It's not for no private interpretation. But God, we ask you, Lord God, now, that the people of your glory to God that you've called and set aside for such a time as this in the land all over the globe, that we'll do as the Spirit of the Lord lead us, the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus, the J-E-S-U-S, God, the sun that shines on the inside in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you tonight and I give you glory. We bind up Satan, all his little cohorts, every setup trap, snare, untimely death, sickness, disease, chaos, confusion, betrayal, whatever he's coming with, even in an interference over on these lines or either with the technology. We bind you, loose you from your assignment, and command you to be loose and go back to the dry places from which you came. We loose God's anointing for free reign for the Holy Spirit to have thine own way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. We ask him now, none other than Mother McCormick, to share with us the scripture reading.
Praise the Lord. Give honor to our Lord and Pastor Hubble on tonight. And we the scripture that we're going to read on tonight that she has given me is Philippians, the second chapter. I'm going to be reading from 3, the 3rd to the 5th verse. And it reads, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. The 5th chapter, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. I have read Philippians, the 2nd chapter, the 3rd to the 5th verse. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We give glory and honor unto the Lord. Amen. For the reading of his word. And we'll govern ourselves accordingly. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to move right along. Praise the Lord and hear what thus said the Lord. Glory to God from none other than our speaker up tonight, Evangelist Tara Parker Daniels. Bless the Lord. We're going to read briefly a little bit of her bio. She's the daughter of a late legendary gospel singer, Mr. Solomon Daniels, Jr. of the Six Voices of Zion, and the late Nancy Hilda Hodges Daniels. Evangelist Tara Daniels Parker is a devoted mother of 12 children and dedicated happily married wife of Minister Alfonso R. Parker, Jr. Born in Columbia, South Carolina, she's presently in Florida, praise God. She's a graduate from Richland Northeast High School, attended USC Children's School of Law, attended Professional Training Institute, major medical technology, attended Columbia International University, major biblical studies, currently enrolled in Trinity Seminary, major marriage counseling, and also enrolled in University of Phoenix with a GPA of 3.33, major in information technology, attends Trinity Deliverance Worship Center as an evangelist. She is an evangelist and an active prayer warrior and member of women's ministry. Her motto is, success is at the top by putting God first. All else shall follow. Praise the Lord. We want to introduce you to none other than Evangelist Parker Daniels. Bless the Lord. And thanking God for her tonight, we thank God for the spirit of humility and the generosity and her ministries of help. And we believe in God, glory to God, that he will bless her to speak what God put in her spirit. We thank her for many times joining us, glory to God, on the prayer line of divine connection over the last couple of years. We thank God for, and at this time, we'll have none other than Sister Daniels, evangelist, to come forth and share what God has placed in her heart. Receive her now.
Praise God, everybody. To God be the glory in all that we do and all that we say. Such an exciting moment for me. You just don't understand. Praise God. Bless you, Pastor Hubbard, for being such a strong woman of the word and a woman of the cloth. I'm delighted to be here. I'm excited to be amongst your presence and spirit. I'm kind of nervous, but God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind and a strong power, prayer changes things. I'm a strong, strong, firm believer that prayer changes things. I'm sitting before you all in spirit and in truth and in humbleness. First, all honor be unto God, who's the head of my life, who's the head of everything that I do and everything that I say. I'm sitting here in joy, complete joy, and again, complete humbleness, because who would have ever known that I would be able to sit here and speak, because some years ago I was in a coma for a little over three months I was in a coma. I was in a vegetable state, and my family were making final preparations for me. But when God is in it, there's no turning around. The doctors may say no, but if Jesus says yes, it is what it is. So for those of you that's sitting there shaking your head at something that a doctor has said, remember that Dr. Jesus is the doctor of all doctors. If he says that I say breathe, you breathe. If he says wait, exhale, exhale. When he says inhale, inhale. So remember that God created the doctor. The doctor did not create God. So if the doctor steps into the room and says, this is the way it is, if Jesus steps into your heart and says it's not so, it is not so. So don't go by what man says. Go by what Jesus says. So that's what I did. Jesus told me to be still and listen to the sound of his voice, and everything would be all right. Although my hearing was the last thing that I lost, would have lost. When they tell you hearing is the last thing that you lose during death, that is completely true. So keep in mind, when you step into the room of a loved one, if they're in a coma-like state, remember, they hear everything that you say. Although they're sleeping, they hear everything that you say. So be mindful of what you say. Use your etiquette and step outside of the room. If you have anything derogatory or anything negative to say, step outside of their door, because they can't hear what you're saying. So if you see a rapid heartbeat and you go, oh, their heart is beating fast, it's because they're responding to what you're saying. So let's go on to the lesson tonight. I just wanted to share that because God placed that heavy in my spirit to let you know I'm a living testimony. I'm a vessel waiting to be used. During this pandemic, everybody has focused and shut the church doors when, in all essence, we should have been running to the church, opening up the church doors, running to God's storehouse, sitting and humbling ourselves at his feet, thanking him that he did not take us out. Thanking him that he did not make us a statistic. Instead, rejoicing, letting him know we're reverencing his holy name. So I sat down and I wrote a love letter to him. Instead of just talking about COVID, I told him how much I loved him, how much my family loved him. And I entitled that letter, Love Letter to Jesus, Family, Friends, and Loved Ones. I wrote it, and I sat on it for a minute, and I just kind of put it in the Bible because he was touching me. He was just touching me all over. I didn't understand. I needed some answers. I needed to know why. Why are the church doors closing? Why are we doing the exact opposite of what Jesus would want us to do? Jesus said, reference me in all situations, acknowledge me. He didn't say when the COVID comes, talk about COVID. He said in everything, in all things acknowledge me. He didn't say, I want you to talk about the pandemic, reference the pandemic. No, that's not what God said. That's not the way. We did the exact opposite. We are warriors. We know what he said. Jesus said, in all ways and in all things acknowledge me. So I said, okay, Jesus, I need to step up. I need to step up my game a little bit. So this is what I did. I wrote a little love letter. I said, Jesus, what would you like for me to say? Being a vessel, what can I do to change? And when I say I mean we collectively, we as warriors, we as believers, what can we do? He says, okay, first I need you to look at King James Version Bible, the Exodus 34:14. I said, okay. I love to say, for thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. I said, okay, I'm getting it. He said, that's lesson number one. I said, okay. He said, lesson number two comes from Deuteronomy 4:24. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. I said, okay, God, so we're talking about jealousy. See, That's the God we serve. The God we serve is a loving, kind God. Our children are getting scared because they're thinking that they need to walk into God and say, but thou lovest and thou, they're thinking that God is a killer or murderer, that he comes to seek and he's going to destroy and kill. Because that's what the pandemic is showing, the COVID-19. They're referencing the COVID-19 as being a killer. That is not of God. God is a way maker, a merciful God. God is a loving, kind God. God is the one that puts the man here that shows him how to make the immunization vaccination that can prevent that COVID from killing people. That's the loving God. That's what we need to talk about. We need to talk about that vaccination that you can get to prevent from killing you. Not, oh, COVID is going to kill you. Oh, no, 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 no. We need to say, Jesus is a loving God. That COVID can prevent you from dying if you go and just go take the immunization. He's even letting the 12-year-olds take it. You can get talk to your parents about getting the COVID vaccination. You can, there's ways, there are preventive measures. So instead of us exalting what it can do, let's talk about how we can stop it from doing what it's doing. So that's what Jesus is about. Let's, that Bible, that's basic instructions for everyday living. I mean, for basic instructions for living, everyday living instructions. That's like a recipe book, like I told my husband, that's recipe books for diabetics. Like they make special cookbooks for diabetics. That's our special cookbook, our recipe book for living, everyday living. So again, I went a little deeper. Okay, God, talk to me a little bit deeper. I'm not understanding. Call me hooked on finance. I'm not too sure. I'm just a baby in this walk. I'm a baby in this prayer warrior stuff. Can you talk to me a little bit deeper? He said, yes. But why don't you go to Deuteronomy 6:15? For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. I said, okay, God. I said, can you give it to me wisdom so I will understand? He said, no, Terry, you give it to me wisdom to let me know that you understand. I said, yes, I will, God. Got down on my knees. I said, okay, God, now you tell me and you correct me if I'm incorrect. I said, you're saying never give up, always put your trust in Jesus. Jesus will provide you with what you need, when you need it, how you need it, to what extent you need it, and in conclusion, to whom you owe appreciation for receiving it. He said, yes. And I said, okay, in layman terms, what you're saying is, meaning 10% of all your blessings, your time, your tasks, your treasures, and your talents belong to King Jesus the Messiah. And sometimes you have to pump the brakes, meaning you have to slow down. You have to get on your knees. You have to humble yourself. You have to look up towards heaven, and you have to ask God exactly what are you expecting of me? What do you want from me? Because I can't say what he wants from Tara can be what he wants from Pastor Hubbard, because her calling may not necessarily be my calling. My calling may not be Pastor Hubbard's calling. So I can't say, oh, he told me to do 10% to such and such. You do your 10% where you're being fed. I get that. I get food from the soul from Prayer Warrior Radio. I would be wrong not to give tasks and talents and time there because I'm being fed. I'm being fed, hey, God, you're feeding me now. You're feeding me. You're making me full. You're making me full off your word. I said, now tell me what you need. He said, okay, I'm going to give you some more scriptures to reference. I said, okay. So I was writing, my pen was whipping it. I said, okay, I like it. He says, okay. I asked another question. As I ask questions, and you'll get answers. If you listen to the small voice of the Lord and you just tune everything out and you go in your little secret haven, the Lord will speak to you. He'll speak to your Holy Spirit. He will. If you say, just okay, me and you, Lord, I'm going to give you that sacred moment. Sometimes it's a steal-away time. If you're married, you have to say, okay, husband, I love you. I love the Lord more, because if it were not for the Lord, you would not even be here with me. So I got to give God his time. Just me and my first husband's time. He ain't going to never leave me nor forsake me, nor will he see me begging for bread. So I need to give him his time. So I said, tell me, Lord, what is it that you need? He told me to turn to Matthew 7:7. The NIV reads as such: ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. And this is what he told me to tell everybody that's asking, that's running around, wondering what to do next, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. I was told once by an elder that we say petition before the Lord. No one knows petitioning before the Lord. You can write it down on a piece of paper, stick it in your Bible. You are petitioning before the Lord. You are petitioning. That's between you and the Lord. I have a prayer box in my office at home. When somebody asks me to pray for them, why do you have to necessarily run to a storehouse if you pray in your house? If you pray in your house, you can have a prayer closet. Go before the Lord in your prayer closet. If they say, pray for me, why do you have to wait to go to church? Church is in your heart. You can pray for them right then, right now. Right now, if a person calls me 1 o'clock in the morning and say, I need you to pray for me. Okay, can you wait till I get up in the morning? No, it is morning. If you want prayer at 1 o'clock, 1:02 is too late. 1 o'clock, you get prayer. If you call me at 1:02, 1:02, you get prayer. That is it. When a person calls you for prayer, that is what they are expecting, and that is what God is expecting. He wants us to walk in obedience. If you're going to walk the walk, you need to talk the talk. They go hand in hand. Don't walk the walk and be out of sync. You have to walk the walk and talk the talk. You can't. And sometimes I get it wrong. We are not. I get it wrong. And when I get it wrong, I fall in fetal position before the Lord. And I say, Lord, I have sinned. Please forgive me. Please correct me. He chastised those that he loved. He chastised his people. And I ask him, please correct me. Correct me, Lord. Keep me on the path of righteousness called for his name's sake. Please correct me. I don't ever want to walk around thinking I'm perfect, thinking I'm holier than thou, because we as warriors, we get it wrong. We get it wrong. But it's one thing to get it wrong and keep it wrong. It's another thing to get it wrong and know you're wrong, go before the Lord, confess that you're wrong, get it right, and keep it right. Now, there's a difference in the two. That's the wisdom. That's that wisdom, knowing the difference, to know the difference. I went before the Lord again. I stayed before the Lord. I know he says, Tara, I know you, but I know. Yes, he knows my name. He knows my name because I go before him all the time. I said, okay, Lord. I said, look, Lord, I'm looking and I'm looking. I went to the graveyard, you know, and I'm not ashamed to say it because we've done it. I know other works have done it. I know other saints have done it. Other non-believers have done it. I went to the graveyard, Mom and Daddy. I miss y'all so much. I miss talking to y'all. I miss walking with y'all. Got in the truck. Hadn't even put on my seatbelt. God said, why do you look? Turn to Luke 24:5. Everything I do, he gives me a response. When I don't know the answer or I'm walking in a cloud or a mist, he said, turn to Luke 24:5. I said, okay. It says, in the New Living Translation, it says, the women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? Again, that came to mind, saying the spirit survives death. So if I'm a firm believer that the spirit survives death, why am I there looking amongst dirt? Where's our dirt? Yes, we return to the dirt. I know that part of it. I know that part of it. But sometimes we need to step above ourselves in a spiritual realm. We need to step above ourselves in a spiritual realm. And a lot of times I sit down and sometimes we be so heavenly bound with no earthly good. And I get that way sometimes too until I just step out here and just trip over something and be like, oh, my God, okay, I need to come back down to earth. Let me come down to earth, because can be so heavenly bound, you know, earthly good to you. You be so happy because you see how life would be when you go in these golden gates and, you know, oh, how lovely it is, and I can't wait till I put on my robe and wear a crown. And then you come down and you see all these people running around and all these killings, and you look at the news, and believe it or not, I try not to even fancy myself around the television set because it gets so depressing. when you look at the youth that we lose to these gang wars and the streets, and you know, and I got to the point that I listen to light rock music, or I listen to jazz, or I try to just take my mind off the matter. I try to write. I write spiritual poetry. I just write things, you know, because our youth, they are really, really lost. They're lost because they're scared. And they're scared because the adults, we're supposed to lead by example. And we're running rampant. We're running scared because the pandemic is controlling us. And that's the way society has made it. Society has made it a topic. Instead of reverencing God and reverencing his holy name and exalting him, they're exalting something that can be treated. Something that can be treated and saying how good God is and how he has walked the face of the earth and how he can descend and ascend and how he has the power and the glory to resurrect. You know, they're not talking about that. They're just talking about how deadly this disease is, and it's true that. But they talked about that hundreds of years ago. If you do your scientific research, they talked about it decades and decades ago. You know, they really, truly did. But nobody took it seriously. Nobody took it to heart. Nobody really, I'm not going to say cared, but nobody really did care, you know. But now it's starting to affect churches everywhere. It's starting to affect, you know, come on, people, we need to wake up. We need to rise up. We need to pray up. We need to stay up. We need to make sure, you know, just like the fasting and the praying, prayer changes things. And God is letting you know he has not left us. He has not forsaken us. And he is still saying, ask, and he will grant it. He said, faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. He said that, and I believe that. And the believers, he is going to deliver. And he's going to deliver heartily. He is going to give so many. We will not have room enough to receive. And he has told me that. He has planted that in my spirit. And I touched the message that he gave me twice. Once, when I wrote it to him and I put it on my bedside table, and tonight, 15 minutes before time for me to actually touch it before I spoke with you all tonight. He said in Jeremiah 10:10, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God, the eternal King. When he is angry, the earth trembles. The nations cannot endure his wrath. That's what he told me. He said Jeremiah 10:10. Now, that's what he told me. And he also told me 2 Samuel 7:22. He said this is what he wants us to do. He says, how great you are, sovereign Lord. There is no one like you, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears. This is not me. This is of the Lord. This is of the Lord. He told me also, because I couldn't put the message together, and now it's coming together to me now that I'm speaking it out loud. The last part of the message is, he said, Ezekiel 30:13, he said, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will smash the idols of Egypt and the images at Memphis. There will be no rulers left in Egypt. Terror will sweep the land. Now, right before Pastor Hubbard called me on, again, I could not, there was the middle of the puzzle was missing. And he had me to pull scriptures in reference to false teachers. He said many were going to surface. Many that knows the Bible like the palm of your hand. I will tell you, I am one that do not know the Bible like the palm of your hand. I'm one like this. He touches me. He gives me a message. I have to deliver by tomorrow. The message that he delivered to his people, I cannot do that same message. Some people can do the same message repetitiously, over and over and over, like a recorded message. Do it like that. It won't be of me. I can only do it as God plants it in my spirit. He plants it in my spirit. It's said and it's done, thus says the Lord. The part that was missing is the part about the false teachers. I didn't know that until he told me to pull it from my computer,
give you all the verses and be done. He highlights, you have him to highlight it and then be done. He says, 1 John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. He said, Deuteronomy 13:1-3, he says, if there arise among you a prophet or a dream of dreams and giveth thee a sign or a wonder. And he says he wants you to read on. And Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And he says, 2 Timothy 3:13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And again, he elaborated on, and he focused on being a jealous God. And that being, I'm sure, the fact that we are focusing more on the pandemic than we are focusing on the word Jesus, because Jesus is bigger than any pandemic that could ever sweep the face of the earth. Because but instead of us closing the church doors, there are so many different ways we could have held church with Zoom, just like they have us working government jobs, and jobs are still going on with remote positions. We could have had church remotely. There's so many different methods to the madness that we could have still had church to. There is no reason church could not have gone on. Just like they have jobs going on and they petitioning for people to work, we could have petitioned for church to go on. I'm sorry. That's just in my spirit. It's in my soul. I mean, God has woken me up late at night and said, you know, this needs to be heard. I'm like, okay, but I knew not to touch this paper because I didn't want to put any revisions on anything that he had said and anything that he had done, anything at all. And thus said it's the Lord, not Tara. Thus said it's the Lord. My God. It says, okay, this is the final message. In the world today, many people are faced with the devastation of the pandemic and that it has spread across the world. And it's caused many families to lose their loved ones. As a Christian, we must look to God for answers to what's going on in the world. But still, there are many Christians and non-Christians that have lost faith in the power of God. In Proverbs 3:5-6 of the Bible, people often find comfort in the truth from God. Proverbs 3:5-6 is necessary for every situation you face in your life. The word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Just trust God and remember, even in the worst of times, God is still in control. And the truth is, God loves you and so do we. And that's a word for myself as well as my husband. But truth be it, if you look around you, if you still have the breath inside of your body, you will know that God truly loves you. God truly loves you. Because if you live to tell about it, and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. Petition before the Lord. Go into your prayer closet. Go into your prayer closet. Steal away to King Jesus if you're married. Go to that sacred room. Go to that sacred place. Go to that sacred place. Let's take back what the devil's trying to steal from us. Let's take back our youth. Let's take back our prayer. Let's take back our prayer time. Let's take it all back.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Bless us, Jesus.
Bless us, Lord. Bless us, Holy Day.
Bless us,
Holy Day. Oh, God.
Bless us, Jesus.
the best of it.
Praise God. You finished?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
bless
ma'am.
The Lord for you. We'll have responses and remarks after the last speaker. Praise God. At this time, we bless the Lord again for the powerful word that came from the evangelist, and we'll have remarks and at the end of the next speaker. Praise God. We thank God for evangelist minister Carmelita Hubbard Ely. Praise God. And her, she's worshiping now with Glory to God, a life-changing church, and the overseer is Pastor Overseer Dorothy McGuire. Praise God, of course, as daughter of my loins, and I bless the Lord for the work that's on the inside of her. She has two books that's out now, The Anointed of the Lord. So we're going to give space right now for her to share what God has put in her spirit and give her, since we have enough time, extra to let her just speak as the Lord has put in her spirit. So we'll lift any time limit on her for right now, since our evangelist has finished early, but it was a powerful word. But as I said, we'll have remarks to both after Minister Ely speaks, and then we can remark on both of the young ladies and have any prayer requests. We'll take those too. So at this time, would you receive none other than the vessel that the Lord has blessed for tonight, Evangelist Ely, anointed of God and a prayer warrior as well, and thank God, glory to God, for a kind-hearted generosity is in her heart. She's giving, and she has ministers of help operating in her life too as well. None other than Evangelist Ely.
To God be the glory. Thank God for who he is and what he's doing in all our lives. I just praise him for the opportunity once again to always speak his word. I come humbly, just giving God first and foremost the glory, but giving my overseer, Dr. A. McGuire, as overseer over Life Changing Church, as Pastor Hubbard's always said, giving honor to Pastor Hubbard with the divine connections. And I thank God for my husband being on the line with me, Brother Eugene B. Ely, and my daughter Imani. And I thank God for all the body of Christ that's always constantly prayed for me, been there, pushed me, drive me. And I just give him just the glory for this opportunity tonight. Just keep me in prayer, because if this enemy is alive, I will speak this word. It's just trying to upset my stomach right now. So I'm fighting right now, but I know that God has a word for me, for the people. And I just thank him again. So I just praise him for who he is and what he's doing. I'm just going to say a short prayer. So go with me to the throne of grace, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now, humbly as I know how, give you thanks and praise and honor, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for anything displeasing your sight, word, deed, or thought. For God, I even ask you for this body to line up with your word right now as I speak your word, God, that you take move Carmelita out the way, but only your word, your spirit be spoken today, and this body will line up with your word in the name of Jesus. I pray that every person has it here, let them hear tonight, God, and that we may be blessed by your word. May it encourage my heart first as you're speaking it, to encourage the people. So I thank you and I praise you. I honor you for all that you've done. Thank you for the woman of God, Pastor Hubbard, for the opportunity for us to speak the word tonight, God. And thank you for the woman of God who just gave a word, God. Continue to bless her, encourage her heart, Evangelist Parker, God. Touch her and her family in every need and every endeavor that's on this line. We bless you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Excuse me, I do apologize. I have to say right now he's trying to fight me, but forgive me. Excuse me, I was trying to mute it. But we're going to get through this. I am just excited. I've been excited all month long. I've just been, in the last few weeks, God has just been doing some great things that hopefully in the coming weeks and months I could talk more about it. But I am just excited for this next space that I feel like God is trying to take me, and he's calling for the body of Christ. He is just an amazing God. So all the glory is to be given to him. I thank him for just again, a new place, a new season. But I'm going to come before you with the word that God had given me tonight. The woman of God, thank you for, again, Pastor Hubbard, for the opportunity. And she had told me that we had talked, and I think the communication happened. But God be glory, I thank God for how he worked it out. And even when you have a word, you got it, like my overseer, McGuire, says, you always got to have a ready word, a right now word. And so it may not be something you have penned, but it always should be something in your spirit. But I thank God when I came together and I was getting prepared for today, I was like, okay, I only got 15 minutes. But as we talked a little bit again, she gave me a little bit more time. It was like God woke me up and had me write some things down. I already had some scriptures in my spirit, but it was like, he had me, like, as the woman of God said, something like that, just pin some things down and put it on paper. So I try not to be before you long, but I also want to make sure that I do give you these scriptures. I do give you what I feel like God has put in my heart, God has been dealing with me, and so that I can believe God and trust what he's saying right now in this season. So again, to God be the glory in everything. And tonight I'm just excited again, and I'm just going to read my notes, and, you know, as God ad-libs any additional to what he's given, going to give it as he gave it to me. I'm excited to speak what he has been telling me, and I pray I can encourage you all tonight. God is mighty and great. God has been pouring in my spirit, move forward by faith. Excuse me, let me back up. The title of this message is Faith Without Works is Dead. Faith Without Works is Dead. So God has been pouring into my spirit, move forward by faith. Move forward by faith. The word says, and I will be just saying scriptures throughout the message various times, it says in Hebrews 11:1, the King James Version, so I will be reading it from King James, the modern English, or the Message Bible. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Trust God as well. I am full this evening for so many things. God is shifting the atmosphere in my life, first and foremost spiritually, physically, because I have been going through so much in my body, but God is so faithful for who he is. He has attacked me over the years, but last year very heavily mentally, emotionally, and he's constantly always trying to attack my finances, but God said there is getting ready to be a shift in the atmosphere for my life. So if I know that he's doing it for me, I'm speaking to you individually that God will shift the atmosphere for your life tonight. God is getting ready to change some things, but it's going to take my faith, your faith, to get to this next place. God has been pouring the word from my overseer, again, Honor Dr. A. McGuire, Pastor Hubbard, Pastor Burton, Pastor Bird. These are various pastors that's been in my life and have been pouring into me through the years. Even when I wasn't all where I needed to be, God has always continued to be speaking a word. And that's what we have to know, that God loves us so much that no matter where he is, he meets us where he is, and he will speak life to every situation in us. He will talk to us and find us where we at. But when he has a calling on your life, it don't matter where we go, where you are, okay, God, where you going with this, because that's not written down, but he's going to do to get you where he needs you to be. So I just thank God because he puts people in our lives. And even you just even know it'd be just a regular old person that might come past your life, but God will still send a word. And so I just thank God for how he's so good. And we can see so many times through the Bible that God will speak a word wherever you are. And I just thank God for how he will send a word through his people in a right now time and right when you need it. So even as we're in the midst of this pandemic and before the pandemic, but definitely in the midst of the pandemic, it was like God had been using through YouTube the opportunity to hear a constant word from Bishop T.D. Jakes. God is so amazing. Today, it was even our guest speaker, Pastor Reed, at my current church, that today she spoke to us about you are smarter than what they think you are. And just even just to tap in that real quick, when she said that, I know where I'm at in this season, that even with me dealing with some changes in my career, you are smarter than what they think you are. So thank you, God, for just replaying that title to my own spirit, that sometimes we have to say that when life, the world, the things that happens or whatever, that when people may judge you or put you in a box or put you where it may look this way, you look that way, you are smarter than what they think you are. And so that word encouraged me, but it also, where she was speaking that word, she made a point today that she was talking about and talking to the youth, but she was talking to all of us, how the disturber can try to get you away and out of path and out of place position to hear God's word and feed you what he needs. But she would say, even when the disturber came and thought in the middle of the pandemic that he would stop us from hearing the word and hearing God, but it only, what it did is expand the knowledge and the understanding of the God, because he used different portals like social media and different things of that nature to allow us to hear the word. And I bring this up to the fact that, like I said, I have been listening to T.D. Jakes and how he has been feeding. I've been just getting some great word through YouTube. Even just before I even came on the line to hear the woman of God and to prepare for the service, I was listening to T.D. Jakes tonight saying, get your own oil, talking about the 10 brides that was preparing to meet the bridegroom. And how about there was 5 foods and 5 wives that they had prepared oil, and how we are in a place in this season, we need to make sure you have your oil prepared. Don't have it just ready to take. God, you are going this is some way different, but okay, God. But all that you say, but I know God is God. But the fact that he was talking about this, how we can't just have right now, we need to have reserves. And that could be in a lot of different things. Financially, we need to have our spirits stored up. We need to have some things to be at a place, because the atmosphere is shifting. Things are changing. So you need to have your reserve oil. So I encourage you, make sure you got your own oil. We can't depend on pastor. We can't depend on our mother, our father, sister, brother, the minister over there. But you got to make sure you got your own oil and be ready for when God comes. Because there is a time and a season. We are in the last days. So we do have to always be ready. But with that being said, listening to T.D. Jakes and everything like that, and I was a person, I wasn't always into listening to the word on TV. My mom always, you know, she would find a good message and different things, and I'm like, okay, that's just not me. But in this new season, this shifting of the atmosphere, again, the pandemic, into now, especially 2021, and some things that after being in a bad accident at the end of 2020, and just some things, God has just been doing some things, but it was the word. Even me shifting to a new ministry, coming to Life Changing Church, always have been a part of the ministry, but officially, and it was just timing. And that's another thing I just want to speak to you. Be in God's timing. Move when God tells you to move. Don't move before he say whatever he give you a word to do something. We got to make sure we're in God's timing and not moving when we want to move, but when God says move. When you make a God move, when I say tell you the truth, when you make a God move, everything that you need, God's going to line it up. And so I thank God for some God moves that I'm making and God moves that I made when I transitioned to coming to my current church. And how God is, like I said, just been pouring and moving and just, again, shifting the atmosphere. So, again, as I continue on, as God is doing his own thing with tonight, because, again, I'm trying to read what he said, but he's pouring other things. But that's how God is, and we got to be open and tuned to hear when he is shifting in the atmosphere. So one of the scriptures that I always hold near and dear, and something I was going to bring up to something that my mother would talk about when I preached my initial sermon, giving honor to Pastor Moore as Disciple for Christ. That was where I did my initial sermon, that the scripture was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And it was something that day that when I was speaking my message or however, it was like his office was to the right of me and it was like a wall. And that sometimes as we're life, we can't see what's on the other side of the wall. But when we stand on God's word and we trust the faith, that we know that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, it will move mountains. So no matter what's on the other side of the wall, that I know that I trust God, that I will believe with him, and I will hold on to his word and what his word says, and I will be able to know that, God, I can do all things that strengthens me, and I will be able to conquer what's on the other side of that wall. So I just encourage you that we got to hold on to what God is saying. And again, God is shifting the atmosphere. So even though my message is faith without works is dead, I believe God is saying the sub-message is he's shifting your atmosphere. So again, as we continue on, God has been telling me, and I'm encouraging you with all, in this next move, it's by faith. Our faith is what's going to have to move us. Our faith is what's going to take us to our next place. Our faith is what's going to bring us to God to get the glory. Our faith is what's going to direct us in, what God is trying, to take us in that next space. And then he says in Jeremiah 29 and 11, he says, "For I know this is King James, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So God has a plan that he's trying to set us up that is just more and blessed and more than we could ever expect or think. God wants to do it for our lives. Things in our lives that have been lying dormant, God wants to stir it up and burst them. And that's where I'm saying about the Jeremiah 29:11, because he said it and I believe it, we got to trust it and move forward in it. And there was something that my sorority said on, we went to a wedding on Friday night, and we were on the way back, and we were just talking about some different things. And we were just talking about the, and I was just asking, because she just, God covered her, she just got, it's like within the first part of her pregnancy. And she's been going through some processes before getting there. And we both been talking that because she knows I want children. And I've been encouraging her, she's encouraging me. And we were just, I was just saying, what was different for you that you feel like God blessed you this time differently? And so it was something that she said profoundly to me, that we were just talking about, like I said, preparing for the conceiving of a baby, that she said that our womb, her, she said she feel like she had to clear her womb of trauma, unforgiveness, hurt, and pain. And she was just saying how as women, we carry our womb for life, but sometimes we can block life. And I thought that was just so profound to me, her saying that, because again, and I'm saying this can also be for men, that just sometimes in life we hold on to so much. We're not letting go. We're not asking God to remove that, to free us, to shift us from that space, whatever that was, God, so I can move forward to where you're calling me to be and you're leading me to be, even in a natural body that, you know, we could be trying to birth a child. But God also uses the spiritual birthing. And so it was like, to God brought to my revelation as we were talking about the natural birth, about the spiritual one. And so God brought me to the word that he said in Habakkuk, give me one sec, let me get it, because I, again, trying to read. This is from the English version. And it says in Habakkuk 2:3, it says, "And the Lord answered, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that who reads it may run, for the vision is yet at an appointed time, but it speaks of an end and does not lie. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay." So as I was reading that, it was like that God wants to birth some things, but is our womb prepared to conceive, grow it, and birth it? Because in the process, and I want to take you over to the story that you many may know about when he's talking about the house of Israel, where it was in Ezekiel 37 that I want to read, and this is coming from the Message version. Give me one moment, trying to pull that up. Try to have all my scriptures, but some of them I have to use technology as well, so we can have multiple Bibles open and ready. They talk about in the Message version, it said in Ezekiel 37, 3 and 4. He said to me, because basically right now, let me go back. So I'll go up to the beginning because some people may not know, but I want to get to verses 3 and 4. "But coming from breath of life," this is Ezekiel 37, "God grabbed me. God's spirit took me up and set me down in the middle of an open plain, screwed with bones, and he led me around and among them, a lot of bones. There were bones all over the plain, dry bones, bleached by the sun. He said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' I said, 'Master God, only you know that.' He said to me, 'Prophesy over these bones, dry bones, listen to the message of God.'" And so when I was saying that is because the dry bones or that area, like I said, the blocking of the womb, is that we got to speak to some things. And for us to be able to go through the process or the place to be able to go through the conception all the way through the birth, we got to speak to these dry bones or these places that's been, again, dreams or visions and things that's been lying dormant, and say, God, I want these bones to live. I want things to be restored. I want you to shift the atmosphere. But all that being said, it comes back to our faith. It comes back to our trust in God. It comes back to how we speak the word of him, how we go back to his word to be able to say, Lord, okay, I hear your word and then what you said, and I will move in it and do what you said. But again, he has some things in this season and out. He wants a birth out of us. He wants to live. And again, as you go through the process of a baby process, it is a process. It starts from conception, then it has to go through the growth of the baby, and then the birthing process. And all those processes have a strong piece to it that takes a lot of work. It takes work to go through the conception process. It takes work for that baby to grow for 9 months. It takes work. They said that when a woman gives birth, it's like a life and death experience. She's borderline right there because of the fact of how serious it is to birth a child. So even in our future, we're hallelujah, that it is going to be some things that we're going to have to go through to get to prepare for conception. There's going to be that place when you're going through the growth process. It ain't going to feel good. That baby may turn. It may be wake you up at night. It may push you. It may drive you a little crazy. But at the end of the day, you know, God, there's a reason. Because you said that I'm about to birth something in this season, in this hour, in this time, right now, that God, I know that there's something that you're stirring up in my spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So as I say to you, that in that process, we got to be able to be ready and willing and yielding to be able to go through trusting God and keeping the faith and standing on his word, because his word is what's going to get us through. His word is what's going to show us how we get directed to this next place that God wants to take us. So he said also in Proverbs 3:5-6, he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. And so in this process, we got to constantly be tuning in with God. We got to constantly be making sure, God, what did you say? What are you trying to do in this hour? What do you want from me? So the word even tells us, excuse me, that we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. But in that work, with that being said, it still is going to take our faith. Faith is what moves mountains. Faith is what's going to shake the foundation of this earth. Faith is what's going to change our mindset. When you walk by faith, everything has to line with God's word. I know in this season, I have been walking, and I'm willing to walk by faith. So I'm encouraging you, you got to walk by faith, walking and trusting God in everything that you do. In this season, we have to, that it's a change of victory, breaking barriers, doors opening, and even some doors being closed, even being in a place of happiness, not just contentment. And it says also, it says in the woman of God spoke on this today, and that scripture just always, it tunes into me that from 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal the land. So that is what God is saying. He wants to do anything and everything for us, but we got to be in a place to seek his face. We got to be in a place that we are going to listen to his perfect will, that we are going to make sure that we are following in the direction of his footsteps and we're following into his, according to his word. So I just know at this time in this season, God is trying to push us forward. He's trying to get us to the place that we can have all that he wants us to have. He's just saying, stand on my word. Walk this out by faith. Do what is called. Walk with what he said to walk. You got to have a full understanding that God is, he wants more of us and he wants more for us. But again, we got to walk according to his word. Even it said in Matthew 6:33, I know it's hard, but I want to make sure I say it correct. it says, and this is King James, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and with all things shall be added unto you. So God wants us to bless you. He says in his word constantly, and everything that he's saying, he wants to do great things for us. But faith is a change that's what's going to be needed to go to this next step. And I know that as I'm coming near to the close in a few minutes, that I know that in a time, even in the midst of a pandemic, our faith is what's going to continue to get us through this pandemic. Now, the last year, God, still, I know so many people who was blessed, that the body of Christ was blessed in the midst of the pandemic. And I believe in God was speaking to me in 2019 that it was just like a prophecy that God is getting ready to move for the body. It's getting ready to change, and he's shifting the atmosphere for the body. And the pandemic came, and it was like, okay, God, like this pandemic's coming, whatever. But God, when I go back and process 2020, God moved in so many things. As I'm looking right now, as the pandemic's still going, God has been moving so many great things. And it's like we got to just be at a place, as the woman of God said, we got to be running towards God, not away from God. Even as something that the woman of God was saying, how the enemy's trying to be a distraction, even with the vaccinations, that was something that the woman of God was saying today. God opened that door for vaccinations. We can't be looking at it like listening to all this, whatever. We got to be in tune, even in the body of Christ, not to be hearing everything that's from the left or the right. But you need to be making sure you're in tune with God and you're listening to what God has to say and what he's speaking in this hour. So, like I said, in our faith is what's going to help us get in the forefront needs to be in the forefront of our lives. We can't let the times that we're in this world move us. Even with all these things that's happening in Afghanistan and Haiti, all we can do is pray and believe and trust, because there's so much going right here on our homeland. So we got to be praying and being at a place that we are really trying to be connected and in tune with the Father, and being at a place that we're drawing closer to him and getting a deeper and depth of relationship with him. We have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We got to trust God and the Father to the fullest in everything. We cannot lean to our own understanding. We have to acknowledge in all our ways. That's what the word is saying. Be able to hear his voice. And I know that the other night, like to the point that even I'm trying to get to a point of listening to God for even the little things. It was just like literally I was in bad pain on Friday night that my mom had to pray to Pastor pray for me to get just to go pick my daughter up. That's how bad pain I was. I was in pain all day long, but I kept pressing through the things I had to do, through a wedding, pressing. And I had to pick her up, but even when I was driving, in the midst of my pain, I still heard God. He was like, I want you to go this route. And so at this point, because I love driving the highway. I don't like lights and all that stuff, so I'm a highway driver. Like, I will get wherever I need to by the highway. But this particular night, it was like God was like, I want you to go this way. Go this way. He said it twice. And that was like I had to listen. Picking her up. With her getting ready to jump back on the highway, God said, go this way. Go this way. And I did it. I tell you, I don't know what was going on the highway. I don't know what happened, what could have happened. But I was at a place being so in tune, even for direction. That's how he wants us to get to the place. It don't matter what he says. Simple, big, small. Be so in tune. So in tune with him that you are being able to get to that place that you hear God and hear his voice. And so, and I was just listening to him. So I'm just encouraging you, even in them quiet times or those moments that you're not sure if that's God, you need to just listen and make sure that you be in tune to hear him, because it's going to be taking that time now. We got to be listening to his voice, because he's not going to always say something that's going to be big and going to be this big message, but sometimes it's going to be in that still, quiet voice. And we got to be able to hear it and know what he's saying and what he's trying to get us to be, because, again, we're walking this out with faith and trusting him in everything that we're doing in our lives, whether it be dealing with our businesses, our dreams, our next steps, where we want to go in God, where we're trying to move in God, what do we want to do according to his will and his way. We got to be able to be intentional, be in tune with God. God wants us to literally, that he has great things that he wants to do for our life. He wants to bless us. He wants to move us. He wants to take us to new places, higher heights and deeper depths. We just have to be ready to shift with God. We got to walk by faith. We got to trust God. And I promise you, if we trust God, we watch him move. He's going to move in our life. He's going to shift in our life. He's going to change in our life. And he's going to do some things that we would never expect him to have done before. But if we walk according to his will and to his way, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we can ask or think. So it's just a time like never before. We got to be able to say, God, in your word, that I will lay my heart and my soul and my spirit and let it be divinely connected with you. Because God knows that the enemy comes to this world to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, I come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So as I'm closing and saying to you that in the midst of everything that we may go on, everything that how life may look like, whatever the enemy wants to say according to what he wants to say, we got to know what God says, what God spoke to us, what God is saying in this season, what God said 10 years ago, what God said 2 weeks ago. Remember his word. Trust his word. Like I said, even going back to that, the thing is, it's a birthing season. It may be, and let me take that back, it may be a conception season for you. It may be a growth season for someone else. It may be time to birth. But there are some things that, again, that's locked up that we got to be prepared to release, but we do got to move some things out. We got to line up with God's word. We got to be in position. We got to humble ourselves. We got to be doing the things that call in this hour, in this moment, in this time. We have to be that next generation. As the woman of God says, be warriors. Be warriors that we ready to war against the enemy. We get ready to war to those who don't even believe. Ready to war against those who might have been falling short. Those war against the things that the enemy said, no, that's not so. We got to be ready. But if we don't have our whole armor on and we're not trusting God and we're not walking with the faith of God and we're not in the place that we're saying, God, I want to move according to your word, your will, then that's where we fall short. And we don't need to or don't have to fall short. But if we trust God and allow him to shift the atmosphere in our life, allow him to strengthen us, to uplift us, to push us, to drive us, to get us to that next place, it's according to his word. But we got to stay in tune with his word. We got to stay connected with his word. We got to hear his word. We got to know what God's word is saying. So I just believe and I know that God is saying. And even as I give a closing scripture, one of my favorite scriptures, that I just encourage you that according to this scripture, I believe and I declare it that everything God says according to this word, he will do it. It says in 1 Peter 5:10, but after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To God bless this word that he has spoken tonight to my spirit. I hope that it's touched your spirit and has come forth that God will continue to bless us all to hear him, seek him, follow him, and be in tune and intentional so that we can burst in this next season as he is shifting the atmosphere. Again, faith without works is dead. Amen.
Truly, if we have not heard from God tonight, there is no word, because truly he has spoken to these two vessels tonight in a special way. Father, we ask you to bless Evangelist Parker Daniels, as well as you bless Evangelist Robert Ely. God, both of them have delivered the message out of their spirit, which you have placed in, and give us ears to continue to hear and process and obey what you say in the name of Jesus. God, continue to bless them, cover them under the blood, bind up every attack of the enemy that will try to come against them for the word that was delivered. Shield them, and God, bless our ears that we may be covered in here and obey and not just do grading system and not go through the globe that picking out what we want like a smorgasbord, what you like and don't like. God, whatever it is, let it go in our spirits and the part that belongs to us. God, let us receive it, and those glory to God that we know that we can carry to others to encourage them, God, and give directions, and so be it. So, God, we bless you tonight, and we ask you, Lord God, to have thine own way. continuously, even in the prayers. Praise the Lord. We're going to get ready to open the prayer lines. Just give me a moment. And anyone that have a prayer request, we'll take those. And then soon after, we want to take any remarks that you have to share with, glory to God, the servants of the Most High God tonight. Praise the Lord. So we're not going to take advantage of a long time. Just if anyone have a prayer request, we're going to do that quickly, and then we're going to take those remarks. Praise God. Because we don't never want to miss if there is something that somebody needed prayer in or encouragement in through what God has said and done tonight. Praise God. Do you have a prayer request? If not, we're going to go forward with the remarks. Praise God. No prayer request. Praise the Lord. Then if there's no prayer request, there's a third time said, we're going to take any remarks that anyone have for the two speakers tonight, for Evangelist Parker Daniels and Evangelist Ely. Praise God.
I have one prayer request. This is Minister Ely. I have a friend, a close friend, a friend just came through going through a COVID experience, but I have one that's dealing with it right now. So just asking for those, continue to pray for those who are starting to hit closer to home with friends and family who are dealing with this COVID pandemic, that we just continue to lift each other up and try to just do the things that we need to do to protect each other and ourselves in this world and in America.
Okay, praise God. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Parker, you want to take that prayer request?
Yes, ma'am. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how, Father God. Give you all honor and all glory, Father God. We want to thank you for being Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the great I am, Father God. We reverence your holy name, and we place no man, woman, boy, or girl before you. We'd like to thank you for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father God, we ask that you grant the prayer request and halt the COVID-19, Father God. We know you can do it, Father God, because you have all healing power in your hands. For you are the doctor in the sick room, Father God. You are a lawyer in the courtroom. We ask that you be a healer throughout the land, throughout the nation, Father God. We ask that you put a halt to the coronavirus, that you breathe a new breath of fresh air throughout the land, Father God, that you put a halt to this pandemic. Father God, that you just put Satan down in a pit of hell where he belongs, Father God. We know that's just a tactic of the enemy, a tactic for him to kill and destroy, Father God. And we ask him that you halt him in his steps. We ask that we continue on the path of righteousness for his name's sake, and that we as prayer warriors agree and touch in spirit and in truth, Father God. We ask that the pandemic just come to a halt, Father God, because we know that you are Lord of Lords. We know that you are King of Kings, and we know that you have all power in your hand, Father God. We're counting it all done. We'll praise you. We'll anoint you. We ask that you anoint and appoint us, Father God. Keep us on the path called straight and narrow. Fill us out all of our enemies, Father God, so we can continue to praise your holy name, even in the midst of the storm and the desert, Father God. We continue to exalt your holy name.
Praise
Father
God.
God, we're thanking you for all that you're going to do and will do. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Since there's no more prayer requests, we're going to find out if there's any remarks you have for tonight or hearing the word in any way. Anyone can go ahead and start and share, and when we finish, we are finished. Praise the Lord. We don't have anyone that want to respond to. Hello?
Praise the Lord. Nobody wasn't saying that. Let me jump and say something. But anyway, praise the Lord. I just thank God for Evangelist Parkinson. I thank God for her on tonight. I've written down so many instructions, and I just don't want to say a whole lot because I don't even want to mess up what you have already said. But I just enjoyed. I enjoyed the part where you were saying God is a way maker. God is a lovely God, and how you were saying that people are people, most of the people is talking about is the virus, and sometimes we get our mind, we start looking at the virus, looking at what's going on, then we forget about what the word is saying. So we got to keep our focus still on what the news is saying. We got to keep our focus on what the word say. And so I thank God for on that last part. I'm not going to say a whole lot, a lot, but I thank God for on the last part where you were saying, take back our prayer and the youth, and let's take it all back. And that's what we got to do, is just take it all back. Like our pastor was talking today, he was talking about get your focus back. So that's what we all got to do. Is just all this stuff is going on in the world today. We got to realize that God is the author and the finish of our faith. And we, like you said, we got to just take it all back and trust in him. And also, I thank God for Kamalina, how she was talking about in the season, you know, different things she was saying, say in the season, then faith without works is dead. And then when she was talking about God is a ship in the atmosphere, fear made me think about different things that I have went through in my life. And so I thank God for that word. I thank God for how you said that you are then what you are smarter than what people think you are. And as you were saying, that point made me think about some stuff. You know, sometimes we think we're not that smart. And people, we are smarter than what people think we are. And then also you was talking about make sure you got your own oil, because I can't use a pastor oil, Pastor Hubbard oil. I got to have my own oil. And so I just thank God for all of that. And the last one I'm going to say, I'm going to be through, where you said you got to trust God and walk in his way, where he said lean not to our own understanding, but trust in the Lord, and he will direct our path. So we got to trust in the way that God wants us to do, not the way we want to go for. So I just thank God for each and every one of y'all ladies. Y'all get a good, sometimes I can't get my words together, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all did a good job, and I thank God for how you let God use you, and y'all continue to be encouraged, even though you were both saying y'all were nervous, but when that Holy Ghost spoke, it spoke. So I thank God for you. Amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. If there's no more remarks, praise God. I'm surprised all those people that have been on the line shy about saying anything tonight. I know the word was rich and it was powerful and God really moving. I'm really proud of both of you, how you really spoke from the heart of the Spirit of God. And there were things that we can live by, things we need to be attentive to, and things that we need to be aware of, as well as things we need to walk in and do, and whatever change that need to be made, that we'll yield ourselves and avail ourselves for the will of the Lord to be good, to be done. So praise God. Amen.
And praise God for the Lord speaker tonight.
Praise God, Mother.
Both of them come in with the same thing, that we need to stand faithful. People need to stand faithful, and people need to know that fear was not given to us. So both of these ladies come in real strong tonight, and I thank God for using them. Both of them did so wonderfully. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for what I got to hear tonight. The phone was acting up, so I didn't get to hear the first speaker, but I did get to hear the last speaker. And I agree. We got to walk by faith. And faith without works is dead. And Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you for that word, sister in Christ. I thank you for that. I needed that tonight. Because no matter what it looks like, it may be looking one day, one way, but God will turn it around. He'll shift the atmosphere just for us. Lord, we thank you tonight for doing that. I thank you for that word, sister. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for both of the speakers. They were mighty women of God, and how God moved them mighty. I thank them, and how we got to walk by faith, and we got to stay in the Word of God. I just thank God for how God taken our sister Kamalia up higher in him as he released herself to him. And I thank God for the other young lady, how she's launching out into the things that God is doing in her life.
But the word was awesome tonight. I just pray and ask God to continue to take y'all up high and deep in Him.
Thank you, God, for the word from my mom and from Mrs. Carmelita. I really appreciate getting that word. I really need to hear about not running from the Lord and running to the Lord instead of running in fear, but running to Him to be my strength during times of fear. Thank you so much, Ms. Carmelita, for helping me to reevaluate my life and to see that I need to let some things go in my life, past traumas and hurt. And thank you so much, Mom, for helping me to see that I need to run to God and ask Him for forgiveness and to help me through these things. Thank you so much for giving me the word, because sometimes as youth we can be lost in everything that's going on in the world, and sometimes we need to be back grounded by our elders and reminded that God is still God. He was God then and He's God now. Nothing new is above the sun. He's seen it before, and He defeated everything, and He's going to defeat everything now. Even when we think that we are so small in this world, God is great, and if He is for us, who can be against us? So thank you, Lord, for everything that You've done. Thank You for the message, and praise both of the ladies for giving the message, and thank You for the elders and everyone who've allowed us to be able to hear this. Thank You so much.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. For our youth as well, open ears. Blessing. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the power of the anointing tonight, and bless the Lord. I want to give space now for Evangelist Parker to share remarks, and then Evangelist Ely, and then we're going to be released from the line tonight and get ready for our prayer night on Monday in the Warriors. But I have truly enjoyed you all thoroughly. So at this time, Evangelist Parker, your remarks, and then Evangelist Ely.
Good evening. I'd like to say bless all the listeners, all of those that wanted to be on the air and could not be on the air. I'd like to say praise God and bless His holy name, who's the head and the strength of my life, who's the head and the strength of my marriage, who's the head and the strength of my household, who's my everything, my all in all. I thank God for my daughter listening in. I just heard her comment. We're just on the path of righteousness for His name's sake, even if we touch one. I mean, each one, teach one, lead one, you know. We lead by example, and it's letting me know that God is in the mix. And when God is in the mix, there's no missing ingredients. God is God all by Himself. I love Him. I reverence Him. I place no man, woman, boy, or girl before Him. He is my husbandman. And for those that say you're single, you're not single. As long as you have God, you have a husband. So don't be going around to my, I'm single. You're not. You're married to Jesus. And that's the best husband in the world, because He will never cheat on you. He will never leave you, forsake you, nor will you be hungry. So always a good provider. He's going to always provide for you. As you notice, I have a very good sense of humor because Jesus is it. That's the main man. That's the only man. I enjoy it. I love it, and I look forward to hearing from you all soon. Love you all.
Praise God. Is that the feeling?
Okay. To God be the glory. Thank God again for Pastor Hubbard for the opportunity, and God always gets the glory, and the absence of my overseer, Dorothy A. McGuire, my husband. I thank God that he was able to get on for a little while, but he had to get to his studies. And I just thank God for the word that the woman of God spoke before me in the scriptures. And just as she was just saying, like something like Mother McCormick was saying, just like taking back our prayer time, our children, just take it all back. And I believe that, and just being at this time, and that she's saying that we know we serve a loving and a kind God. Just looking at some of the notes that she was saying, and even like I said, she was connected with some of the word that was given this morning from our guest speaker, Pastor Reed, even talking about the vaccinations and different things that God will, you know, line up the word that we both was in tune, and I feel like our words were aligned. So I just thank God for Him being that type of God, that He will bring two speakers and never knowing each other, never seen each other, never spoken, but He will bring one from one direction and another from another, but it aligns together for what God is calling for us to be in a place that we're praying and we're seeking God's face and definitely standing on his word and keeping the faith. And I just thank God for all the comments was given and all those who received the word tonight. I just thank God for, I know I have a story, and I thank God that he's going to give me the opportunity one day to go around to nations and countries to be able to know that God is real. From the beginning of time for things that I've gone through to now even running from God and to now running to him more than I can ever believe that ever would have happened. And I just thank God for God's faithfulness. I thank God for having a praying mother that, you know, no matter what I might have said, things looked like, she always spoke into my life. So I continue to sing you flowers always, Pastor Hubbard, that I appreciate you for your opportunities and even this opportunity to speak your word, speak the word, to continue to cultivate the gift that God has given me as he has led to be on this journey to preach and teach his word. So I just thank God again for all those who've been praying, all those who support, those who came on the line tonight to hear both of us speak and support the ministry. So I just thank you all. I pray many blessings to each and every individual on the line and definitely for divine connection. And Pastor Hubbard, as she brings people together to hear a word from God for various ministers and pastors and leaders from all over the nation. So just thank you again for this opportunity tonight. Thank you.
Praise God. We do thank you for that. I appreciate it. And I praise God for both of you all remarks. And we want to give glory and honor to the Lord and thank him for all his times. The remarks go over to God. We praise God for them too as well. Our announcement for our next speaker on the second Sunday, on our regular time, the second Sunday and fourth Sunday. We usually have just second and fourth Sunday for speaking on special occasions. We may have something like the fifth Sunday. But we, the woman of God said she had a word for the body and she was ill at one time, and 2 months later, God bless, and still burning in her spirit, and she was able to release it tonight. So we give God glory for that. Our second Sunday speaker was none other than Pastor Betty Pugh. She will be speaking Sunday. And then on the fourth Sunday, our pastor, prophet from out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, will be speaking on fourth Sunday, Pastor Charlotte Mitchell. And in between, we still have our 15 minutes to record going over into the next month. Praise God. And I believe on second Monday night will be, we still have prayer, but those 15 minutes will be Minister Black, praise God, out of Connecticut, and Benjamin. She should be able to come on Monday night with her 15 minutes and a prayer on she's out of Columbia. So the other, and Mother Alexander will have her 15 minutes Monday night. This is something special God gave me over these last 2 months. We still have our prayer time, but we'll have 15 minutes for a message that's been on the heart, and that's fourth Monday night will be Mother, and then we'll have those other two to fill in. Praise God. We thank God for all of you tonight. Thank God for the word. Thank God for his anointing. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God, glory to God, for his love and kindness, mercy and grace. As we depart from this line and not from his presence, pray you continue to be blessed. Those that are in need of whatever it is, I hope you found it, something in the word that will just bless you. And in those needs of any healing or deliverance, I believe my sister even said, any of those that are on the line, we just pray whatever you're in need of, cast them cares, trust the Lord, lean not to your own understanding, and that came up in both messages. It comes up every day anyway, but glory to God. So whatever you believe in God for, stand on his word and speak to this mountain until it be dispersed. Because when he said in Mark 11, glory to God, when you pray, believe that you receive. And further on down in the scripture says, if you have any ought against anyone, forgive so your Father can forgive you. Because if you don't, he won't. So we pray God's blessings upon you. And for those, glory to God, that's going through in their bodies that we've having on the prayer list, we continue to pray for them and believe in God for divine touch and healing and deliverance. And at the end of the day, glory to God, bless the Lord. His will be done. Shalom, shalom. Have a good night. Have a good week. And those that can join us, we'll hear from you on Monday night at 7 o'clock. Praise the Lord. Have a good night.
Bless God bless
the Lord.
You all.
Praise the Lord. God bless the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord.
Say what?
Amazing grace, shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that was my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults, all your faults, me so. I need be blessed. Shalom.
Thank you.